Hello and welcome to Culture Shock. I'm Evan.
And I'm Brent.
And today we are talking about
fireworks.
Fireworks, fire.
But specifically Japanese fireworks.
Japanese fireworks.
Yeah. Oh. Now, you often see in anime, folks will be walking along and they'll be, you know, launching a new mall, or they'll be going to the normal festival, and there are fireworks getting launched up in the sky.
Yeah, everybody wears a special outfit. Mm-hmm. I think the kimono, and what are some of the other outfits?
Kimono, yukata.
Yukata?
Are more common.
Yukata is...
The yukata is a simpler cotton robe in the same style as a kimono, but is not worn in many layers.
Oh, so not as heavy.
Not as heavy, and easier to put on. Men will wear what's called a jinbei, which is that sort of more pajama-style outfit that you often see them around in.
Oh, wow. So people take fireworks pretty seriously, getting dressed up as a special occasion.
Yes, and now often they're going to an actual festival, and the fireworks are part of the festival. It's called a hanabi takai.
Hanabi takai.
Yeah. Hmm. And so it's a fireworks festival to celebrate the summer, literally.
Hey.
Yeah. And so you go out and you'll have street vendors set up and they'll be selling yakisoba. Mm. Oh, lovely yakisoba. And takoyaki.
Oh.
And kakigori. Do you know what kakigori is?
That I don't know. What is that?
It's a shaved ice.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Very
it's like
good.
A summer festival, kind of like we have for, like, we have 4th of July. We have fireworks then.
Yeah. And it's a very similar kind of festival, is that you get together. But they'll also have some more traditional Japanese games. So you've all seen folks trying to catch goldfish in those little paper things. And so you'll have that. And then it culminates in a huge fireworks show. Now, when I say huge fireworks show, this is a big deal. I mean, you get hundreds of thousands of spectators to some of these shows.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really, really big deal.
It's a lot of people there. It's a sea. It's larger than an arena there.
Yeah, and folks come from all around. They'll have up to 100,000 rounds fired in each show.
That is a serious show.
It is a really serious show. There's a fireworks festival nearly every day in summer, somewhere.
Wow.
There are over 200 in August alone, just to give you an idea, all over Japan.
Whoa, I've got to see some of those.
It's pretty amazing. And they just put a lot of effort into it. And so, you can show up and you can see these things. And they go on for minutes and minutes and minutes at a time, obviously. It's a big deal. Now, as you all have seen in fireworks shows, there are multiple different kinds of fireworks. So there's some that'll do bursts, some that'll do streamers, some that'll do all sorts of things. And Japanese fireworks are well known for their regularity. Hmm. They're very consistent. So when they explode, they're not lopsided. You know, you don't get some coming out a little bit faster than others. You generally get a very even,
good
burst.
Quality control on the design. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, exactly. I mean, surprisingly enough, the Japanese care about quality and making sure it's consistent. And that's how that goes.
Ooh.
Yeah, and as we were talking about before, it's kind of interesting how it's a much more mundane thing, if you will, where you'll see them for these more mundane events, like opening a mall or a shopping arcade.
And for us, it's such a special occasion. Mm-hmm. 4th of July, New Year's, maybe a rare occasion outside of that. But
not much.
For the most part, that's the only times we really see them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very big deal. And our shows are a lot shorter, too.
True.
But we do have some unusual fireworks, and I've seen stars and bows and different types of things. What is it the same with the fireworks shows?
Oh, yeah. Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Mario. Yep.
In the explosion.
Yep,
that's
exactly.
Pretty neat.
Oh, yeah. And they're experimenting with all sorts of stuff. There are some huge ones. I mean, they'll do a single firework that will light up the entire sky like that. There's some really impressive stuff, and of course they're trying to do these really big explosions at the very end to give you a really nice feel.
The grand finale.
Exactly. Yeah. Now the other interesting thing is that we tend to set our fireworks to music, and that's not as common over there.
Oh.
Again, because you're generally getting a lot throughout the year instead of we're only going to do one this year, so we got to time it exactly right. So sometimes you see that, but it's more often that it's just a show of fireworks.
Wow.
Yeah, very, very nice, very calm way of doing it in that sense.
Do people have off from their work sometimes for this?
Well, it's usually done at night, so folks can get off work.
Evening shift. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to see it at night.
Exactly. And obviously, if you're in school, then you'll get off school and have some time to get changed and go out and do that. It's one of the reasons why in anime you see so often it's the teenagers wearing those outfits, whereas the adults aren't as much because they've had to get all the other stuff done before going out to the
and all the romantic opportunities that occur. Will I get to go to the fireworks with the one I hope to?
Exactly. And that's another interesting thing, actually, about it, especially these Hanabi Taikai, is that because this is your one chance to wear a yukata or other clothes like that. Mm. There aren't that many other opportunities to do that in real life. You're not going to wear that to school.
No.
So it's your chance to show off how pretty you look in those outfits, especially if you're a girl. So there's that extra kind of pressure of something you're in a very unusual situation dressed very differently.
Yeah.
And it adds some extra flair to the occasion, if you will.
And I suppose a little bit of awkwardness. I'm not familiar with this feel.
Exactly, yes. And if you go full kimono, I mean, that's a very complicated garment. I mean, kimono aren't supposed to, generally you can't dress yourself in a kimono. It's that, difficult.
Wow.
So, if you're really wearing something like that, then it's going to be a little difficult to get around.
The idea of help dress me.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this on my own. Mm-hmm. Team effort.
Yeah. And, of course, more traditional outfits will often have accoutrement. Hmm. So, you're wearing things in your hair. You're wearing other things. You've got the obi sash around you. Other different things that you've got to kind of juggle along with all of that.
Oh, quite an experience.
It is, and that's part of the thing, is that you go to this festival, it's not just walking up and seeing fireworks. You're dressing up, you're going to the stalls, you're experiencing things.
You get to shave dice.
Yeah, exactly. Especially those hot Japanese summers. Really nice. So, yeah.
Yeah. All the June bugs.
Yeah. Totally.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to see the fireworks next time they're available.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining us on this episode of Culture Shock.
And where can we go to learn more?
You can learn more at geekarchaeologist.com.
See ya.